Hello, Audio Boo. Puari here. It's the 13th of February. It's a Monday and it's about 7 o'clock in the evening again. That must be my time when I suddenly sit up and think, I haven't done a boo. So I've been a bit quite busy day today. I haven't been at work, but it's half term this week and I have the week off to be with the kids. But I've spent today getting all the cleaning and the chores done and out of the way, and I popped into work to hand in a timesheet and all that kind of malarkey, just to clear it out at the beginning of the week so we can relax for the rest of it. So, yes, just feel a little bit like I've just sat down for the day. I did take the kids out to McDonald's there at lunchtime, which was nice, apart from the fact that just about everyone else in the world had decided to come to McDonald's on the first day of half term two, so it probably wasn't a brilliant idea, but the kids enjoyed it, so that was all right. So what's today's topic? Today's topic is the first album you ever bought. I'm struggling to remember my first album. I know the first music I bought, which is not quite the same thing. The first music cassette I bought was, as now that's what I call music, Volume 2. That is how old I am. It was an excellent collection of music then, much better than it is now. It was good in those days. Which I think had 99 red balloons on it, and I can't think of the other ones now, but that one I particularly remember was one of my favourite songs on there. And yes, I remember particularly going out to buy that because I'd heard at a friend's house and I really, really wanted it. So that was my kind of my first music that I bought myself. In terms of albums, I was interested to hear Dean Reed's Boo, because certainly Michael Jackson album was one of the first albums I bought, but not the Dangerous album, it was the Bad album. And I did see him in concert on the Bad tour in London. But I must have bought music before then. I think possibly Janet Jackson's album Control might have been one of the early ones that I bought, and I certainly remember having the Bros album at a similar age, so I don't know, I have no idea in which order I bought them in. I probably wouldn't have bought them on release date, though I think I possibly did for the Michael Jackson album, but the others might not have actually been on release date, so hard to tell if which order it was. I've looked at the discographies, and Janet Jackson Control was certainly was the earliest one released, but whether I bought that one first, I really can't say. Everyone so far that I've listened to has said that their taste in music has changed as they've grown up. I don't think mine really has. I still very much like pop music and dance music, and things I can sing along to, and or have a really good beat or chord progression. I'll put my teeth back in. Something that gets to me at a gut level. On my favourite types of music, and I don't think that's really changed from when I was a sort of 10 or 11 years old, really. I've always liked something I can sing along to or dance along to, and it has a good beat. So I suppose, yeah, a bit different to everybody else then, really. Anyway, enjoying everyone's booze, I shall sign off there, and will enjoy listening to other people's first album stories. Bye now.